Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is Leon Schosher. I'm the president and CEO of the Workhouse Arts Center.
And we are discussing the Workhouse Arts Center's 2022 gala, which is going to be coming to the Marriott Tysons Corner in McLean, Virginia on September 17th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Now, how long have we been having this gala? What year are we in now? Do you know?
Ooh, well, the gala has been going on with the Workhouse for probably close to 20 years now, because that's how long the Workhouse Arts Center has been in existence.
Gotcha. And tell us the goal here. I want to get to the headliner, because it's a really cool headliner in a second. But real quick, just tell us sort of the basic purpose, you know, what are we raising funds for here?
Well, the Workhouse Arts Center is housed in the former Lorden Reformatory campus down here in Lorden, Virginia. So we occupy 55 acres and about 25 buildings here on campus that used to be a prison. So we raise funds through a number of events, a number of fundraisers, but clearly this gala is the largest fundraiser for us. And it helps us sustain all of the visual artists that we have on campus. We have over 80 visual artists. Our performing arts program, our education program, our community programs, our gymnastic programs. It helps fund all of that here at the Arts Center.
That's great. All right. And then there's a huge, huge music artist that a lot of people will know, a multiple Grammy winner coming. Tell us who we got as the headliner here.
We are fortunate to have Bruce Hornsby, the legendary Bruce Hornsby, perform for us here at the Workhouse Gala this year.
And that's a pretty big get if you ask me. What do you like about his music, or, you know, just expound a little bit about how big of a treat that you have him this year?
Well, you know, I've been in the performing arts and presenting world for the last 25 plus years, and I've worked with many, many musical legends before, but never with Bruce Hornsby. So when we were considering artists for this upcoming gala, we discussed many artists, but we landed on Bruce because of his Virginia ties. So we reached out to his agent, discussed the opportunities, shared the history of the Workhouse, and lo and behold, he said yes. So I am just so excited to be working with a legend like Bruce Hornsby, who clearly has a soundtrack for a generation that everybody knows.
Yeah, for a generation. And I would dare say even multiple generations.
I would agree.
You take something, you know, the way it is, that's just the way it is. You know, a huge hit back in the 80s, you know, tackling, gosh, you know, civil rights, racism, homelessness, I think, in there and all that. So that's a big hit of its time. And then you have another generation come along and they know it as a sample from a Tupac song, you know, Changes. So,
you're right.
I mean, it's his music really echoes down through the generation. So that's really, really cool. How were you able to land him? Just because, I guess, the Virginia ties, I guess he probably knows a lot of folks. He probably is familiar with Workhouse Arts, actually.
I think a lot of people are familiar with Workhouse Arts Center, and I think he was too. But clearly, you know, this is just a great cause to support the arts. Is here, especially as we're coming out of the pandemic. So I'm just so happy he said yes.
Great. And so what else is going on? We have a plated dinner. You know, describe some of the other activities in the evening.
Right. We're doing this because of Bruce's musical talents in a facility that will really, I think, accentuate what it is that he does. But we'll have a plated dinner. We'll have a reception beforehand. We'll have remarks from our, honorary guests. And then we'll have a little dessert reception afterwards as well too.
Great. And then, so how actually, you know, I've been to some similar fundraisers before, galas and things, but maybe for listeners have never really done something like this. Talk about how it actually works out. Are they, you know, are they making donations throughout the plated dinner? You know what I mean? Like someone comes up and you have like a little clicker in your hand, or do you raise a little paddle, or how does it work?
No, that's a great question. You know, most of the money is raised through the ticket sales up front and the sponsorships. But during the course of the dinner, when I get up there and, you know, welcome everybody, and when Chair gets up there and welcomes everybody, we'll ask people to consider making an additional donation through a program QR code that we have there. But mostly it's through the ticket sales up front.
Gotcha. And tell us some of the different, the price range, the donation ranges that you have there. You know, there's There it goes. About $1,000 on the low end, and then $25 for the high rollers.
Yeah, actually, you can start by purchasing a ticket in the $250 range for some of our artists, and then it goes up to there. We have some sponsors who have, you know, come in with some very large donations in order to buy a table. But it to start with is about $250 to $350 to get in with a single ticket.
Gotcha. And you get a great show, and you know you're into a good cause. So
and a great dinner too.
Yeah. What are they going to be serving? You know, menu wise.
At this point in time, we have two options. One is, of course, a vegan option, which I tasted the other day at the tasting, and it's very good. And we have a chicken dinner, not your typical rubber chicken kind of dinner, but it's going to be a very, very special chicken dinner as well.
Okay, very cool. And I'm pretty sure, it's going to be, since it's being held at the Marriott there in Tysons, did I also read that the Marriott's going to be giving some discounted rooms in case folks, yep. you know, if you get a little liquored up at the gala, yeah. you got to be safe.
Yeah, well, I didn't mention that we also have an open bar. So yeah, we do want everybody to be safe. So if you're purchasing a ticket or a sponsorship to the gala, then the Marriott will have a special discounted rate if you want to spend the night there as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, I think I have enough to work with in terms of the gala, but yeah, let's maybe talk a little more about Workhouse Arts's, you know, what they have going on, you know, in general. How long, I mean, you mentioned it was a former prison down in Lorton, but how long ago was it transformed into this vibrant arts center?
Well, it's my understanding that in the mid to late 80s, early 90s, the federal government decided to basically close down the Lorton Reformatory and move, you know, the inmates to other locations at that time. And the last prisoner, I believe, left early 2000, 2001. So at that point in time, a group of concerned citizens in Fairfax County, which owns the property and all of the buildings, went to the federal government and negotiated that they'd take this one portion of the workhouse and turn it into an art center. So over the course of the last 22 years or so, the board of directors, the staff of the Workhouse Foundation, and our great partners in Fairfax County have been working to renovate the buildings that are here on campus. As I mentioned earlier, we have about 25 buildings on a 55-acre campus, and we have renovated about half of them. But we're in the process of doing a master planning with Fairfax County, and we hope in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll realize the rest of the campus in terms of renovating it and bring some really very large and exciting components to the current Workhouse campus.
Great. And I know you've already mentioned some of it, but just so I have a variety of different sound bites, so I'm going to put together two radio pieces here. So, remind us some of the stuff that the cool arts, you know, activities that are going on there, like some of the different things you all put on there throughout the year.
You bet. The heart and soul of the Workhouse campus has always been our visual artists component. We have over 80 plus artists who actually have studios here in our various buildings. So they come here every day to their studio and they make their art. And what's cool about that is that you can come down here any day, well, Wednesday through Sunday, and see the artists working in their studios. But on every second Saturday night, we have basically an art walk where all of the buildings are open, all of the artists, fingers crossed, are here, you know, on campus. And you can go from studio to studio, talk with the artists and see what they're making. It's really a phenomenal kind of experience. In addition to a visual arts, we have a large performing arts program where we do straight plays, but also a lot of musical performances here as well too, so, and comedy shows in our performing arts world. We have over 250 education classes that we do every year, ranging throughout all of the arts. We have an art of movement program that actually provides for classes in yoga, Pilates, rowing. We've even done belly dancing classes. And we just started a new program for children called Kidnastic Gymnastics. So we're getting children into the mode of that kind of movement. And then we have a military in the arts program where we actually provide creative classes is what I should say, for our military folk. And we're very proud of that. And lastly, we're a very large community gathering place. Because we have 55 acres and we have a lot of open land, we do a lot of community events, such as our 4th of July fireworks spectacular on July the 2nd. But you know, last year we had close to 2,000 people on campus, even during this COVID time, to watch the fireworks. And then probably the biggest event that we do for the community, it's called The Haunt. And this year is called Haunt Nightmare Harvest. And it's a month long, from early October through the first week of November. It's a month long haunt scare experience. So if you like to get scared and have a good time walking outside in the open air, come on down to the workhouse to be a part of the haunt.
Yeah, I think we've actually covered that in past years. And you know what? I think that'll be worth, we should, after we hop off here, you know, shoot me an email. Let's set up a date and time to talk about that as we get closer to Halloween, for sure. But first, before you get haunted, come out and enjoy, Bruce Hornsby, the multiple Grammy winner, coming to the Workhouse Arts Gala. It'll be September 17th at the Marriott Tysons Corner in McLean, Virginia. So head over to workhousearts.org and get all your ticket information. Thanks so much for doing this. I guess before we run, final seconds, but pretend I'm not even here and like you're speaking directly to the listeners. Like, hey everyone, we're excited. We invite you to come on out and have a good time.
Everybody, we'd love for you to come out and have a good time at the Workhouse Arts Center and our gala on September the 17th. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Appreciate you.
Jason, thank you so much, sir.
All right. We'll catch you later.
All right. Bye-bye.